You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Today's edition is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, who's reinventing how you invest. Whether you want to place a trade on Facebook Messenger or get market news from your smart speaker, TD Ameritrade's technology is designed to bring the market to you. See what's new at tdameritrade.com/innovation. How to check the 1.6 billion Mega Millions results in real time, by Wired staff. The Mega Millions lottery jackpot has reached an absurd 1.6 billion, which translates into about 1.4% of Bezos. The odds of winning are a comically low 1 in 302,575,350. Still, you almost certainly won. To make sure, here's how to follow along with Tuesday night's historic drawing as it happens. Update, or just check right here. The winning numbers were 05, 28, 62, 65, 70, 05. A single ticket, purchased in South Carolina, had the winning numbers. The drawing takes place at 11 p.m. Eastern out of ABC affiliate WSB-TV in Atlanta, Georgia. The good news is, you've got options if you want to watch. The bad news is, since the lottery is a product of 44 individual state lotteries, plus the U.S. Virgin Islands and the District of Columbia, those options are decentralized. Still, it's easy enough to find what you need. If you want to watch on old-school TV, to envision what your 85-inch 8K replacement television will look like in your new mansions, you'll have to find which local affiliate broadcasts it. That's not uniform. It can be CBS one place and ABC another. Check for a link to your state lottery page, which should list which broadcasters throughout the state carried the drawings. For those who would rather stream the results, or who live in a state with no lottery at all, shout out to Alabama, Utah, Nevada, Mississippi, Hawaii, and Alaska. You can always turn to your good friend, the internet. The official Mega Millions page doesn't host a live stream, but USB TV does. So will your local affiliate, if you've already done the work finding out who's showing the drawing where you live. And if you're going to be out and about but still want the fastest possible confirmation of your lotto victory, you can download the Lottery Hub app on iOS or Android. In fairness, the app seems mostly useless. It can't actually buy lottery tickets with it, and the reviews for other functions are broadly negative. But it does host a stream of the drawing, gives a breakdown of the prizes and odds, and track your numbers. It also advertises notifications of winning numbers, handy if you want to know right away but don't want to bother streaming. But its facts section indicates that those may not be working currently. Bad timing for Lottery Hub, but hey, that just means there's more luck to go around for everyone else.